This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields the bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah! Only started the war. Why should they go out to fight? They leave that up to the poor. Yeah. Time will tell them their power minds. Making war just for fun. Treating people just like pawns in chess. Waiting till the judgment day comes. Yeah. World stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs had the power, hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling, on their knees the war pigs crawling. Begging mercy for their sins, Satan laughs and spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
What's up? I'll tell you what's up, everybody. Hello!
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 Hello, all you happy people.
That's right. Hello, all you happy people. And welcome to the 44th floor. Well, taking a look around, I think it's the 44th floor. I hit 44 on the elevator and came up. This new studio is amazing, thanks to the Gambino design team. Yeah, it is more functional than I ever thought you could make a studio. I'm just stunned. A studio. That's what I'm looking for. I don't know why the O part wouldn't come out. But they did an awesome job over the last couple of days just making the studio badass. And they're huge fans of the show. And thanks, guys. It's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. Anyway, this is the Rotten Comedy Show.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, who am I? Who the hell am I?
Everyone can eat shit. A big bag of shit. I'm the greatest man in the world. Woo!
Woo! That's right, I am the greatest guy in the world. All over the World Wide Web with 150,000 downloads a month, people. You can call me Crazy Jay. Yeah.
You're crazy.
No, I am crazy, but I just don't feel like arguing with my other personalities today.
The next time I see you, remind me not to talk to you, will you?
Sure, not a problem.
Glad to meet you, kid. You're a real horse's ass.
Thank you very much, but, you know what? They're just running rampant in my head today. The voices, they just won't stop. Could have sworn I took my meds. I thought I did. Maybe they were just Tic Tacs and I swallowed them with water. I don't know. Anyway, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We do bring you the show each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox.
Show these fuckers how we roll.
Absolutely. On this show today, we're going to be doing a tribute to the man who got me interested in radio. I'm talking about Dr. Demento. For those of you that haven't heard, he is ending his run on regular radio. He's done 40 years of regular radio. Whatever reasons, he's not doing it anymore, but he still will be doing his show on drdemento.com. But that is the man. He is responsible. I loved this show growing up. We've talked about it on the show before, that it didn't matter what I was doing on Sunday nights. When he was on the air in L.A., no matter what I was doing, I was home at 8 o'clock, man, listening to some of the most obscure, off-the-wall, craziest records you could possibly hear. So on the show today, in honor of Dr. Demento leaving regular radio and just doing internet stuff, we're going to play some classic Dementia. Some of these songs used to just make me laugh. And we sent out some stuff on Facebook asking people what is some of your favorite Dr. Demento hits and stuff like that. So we're going to have some of those songs for you. And we're going to take some calls. As you know, we do that from time to time. We're going to read some comments. We're even going to read some email.
I'm very cautious about emailing.
It's fine. It's not going to affect your computer. It'll be fine, I promise you. Along with that, when we do tape the show is when you can call and talk to us live. That number is 702-979-9606. Again.
I'm trying to use the phone!
Okay, good. 702-979-9606 is the number to call if you want to speak to us live when we're taping the show. That information is available on the website. It'll tell you when to call in. You can also just call and leave a voice comment. That's right. Just leave it, and it goes up on the website. It goes up on MySpace. It's all over the place. And you can call that number, 702-727-4892. All these numbers, of course, are available at rockincomedyshow.com. And if you want, you can also email us.
You've got some mail.
That's right. You gotta appreciate the mail, ladies and gentlemen. And with nothing else more being said, we've got a tribute to Dr. Demento today. We've got some things for Father's Day that's happening. We've got news. We've got celebrity prank calls. And, I mean, my goodness, if that's... What else is there? What else could there possibly be? We have your phone calls. We have celebrity prank calls. We've got news. We've got comments. We've got a tribute to Dr. Demento. We've got a tribute to dads. This is a fun show, ladies and gentlemen. What else could there quite possibly be?
Now let's move on to other business.
It's Mad Mike, ladies and gentlemen. Mad Mike on the mic. So you walk in here and the studio is like completely different.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, like you didn't notice. Get your friend hanging out behind you.
He's always been there.
No, he's not always been there.
I thought you were going to change this place around. Let me know when you do that.
Why can't you just say it looks awesome? It's different.
What's different?
The whole studio's different.
I see four walls, a ceiling, and a floor, okay? Nothing
looks
different.
You'd be oblivious to anything that happens around you.
No, it definitely is looking better up here. I think we should have done the sky roof thing. I think that would have been cool.
Well, once the investors start rolling in.
You know what I think should be cool?
What?
I think everybody should have glass floors, and the plumbing should be made out of
see-through pipe?
Yeah.
So you can see what the hell's going on?
So you can, watch your turd, roll away, you know?
I don't know if you want to watch what some people are dropping.
Well, I'd be like, see ya, bye, you know, food that was a part of me, part of my life. You know, you kind of miss it, you know? It's good to get that last goodbye in as it's going away. You know, because you could flush, and if you're, flush, and you can say goodbye, and you're like, no, wait, you can just be, that's okay, just follow the pipe.
You come up with this just by the remodel of the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to watch turds flush away and have glass bottom floors.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Isn't that everybody's dream, though?
No, I don't. I've never thought of that once in my entire life.
Until right now.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it.
Well, see, I didn't think of it in my entire life until right now. You're on the same page, buddy.
I'm not going to continue to think about it.
All right, we'll see about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
So Chuck Liddell got his ass knocked out.
Yeah, lots of stuff. The Lakers lost.
Lakers lost. Lakers losing.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Laker fan. Well, you know, I'm not even a basketball fan, but I like the Celtics because they had Larry Bird, who was the last true white guy to play any type of basketball.
Yeah.
So you got to go with the Celtics.
You know what it's like growing up and having your dad? His name be Larry Bird.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
He got that commercial, right?
Yeah, he got asked to be in an American Express commercial.
I actually do remember that. And I was like, who's the ugly one in the middle? And it turns out it was your dad.
No, he never made it into the commercial, but he got asked to do the commercial. But thank you. I'll let him know that he's the ugly one in the middle. Yeah, Dad, Mike just wants to know that you're the ugly guy in the middle.
Yeah, you're the ugly guy in the middle, right?
Last time my dad visited, and you were inviting him out to go to the driving range, and then he hung up, and he came out and hands me my phone and goes, I don't know how you talk to that guy. He's exhausting.
Yeah, I
go, Dad, you just got to play. You just got to go. You just go with whatever he's talking about, and you'll get him off the phone a lot easier.
Yeah, I really ran your dad through the ringer when I called.
You did.
I did, yeah. And he comes down to golf, and he whacks my foot with the golf club. Tell me to fix my stance. I'm like, no, now you go fix my ankle. Thanks.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah,
he did hit you.
Yeah. I seriously wanted to be like, what the fuck are you thinking? That's a metal rod you just whacked me with. What are you...
That's right.
Is my name Rodney King? Don't hit me with that.
Funny.
You know?
So we got some comments.
Really?
Want to do them right now?
Let's do them.
Dan writes, Jay and Mike, the show's a winner.
Not a wiener.
Tina writes, Mike, where are the how-tos? Come on, we've waited long enough.
You have.
That's all he has to say about it. Fred Sturgill writes, now that Dr. Demento is retiring, you're my number one choice for comedy on the internet. Clear this up. Dr. Demento is not retiring.
Oh.
He's no longer doing his show on regular radio. It will strictly be heard on drdemento.com. But throughout the show, because of Dr. Demento leaving regular radio, and he's the reason why I do the show, we're going to play some fan favorites, some classic Demento stuff throughout the show.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
Well, that wasn't really classic, but...
No.
That's a good choice.
How about, ding dong, you're off the radio.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
So anyway, again, Dr. Mendel,
like
not retiring, but you can catch new shows on his website every week. For those of you that go, Jay, you don't even promote Dr. Mendel anymore. I do. There you go.
He just did.
Yeah, I just did.
It was done.
You know?
He dooted.
I love Dr. Demento.
grew up listening to the show, but guess what?
He even licked his butthole once.
What? No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did
that
not.
One crazy night in Amsterdam.
No.
Dr. Demento?
No, that was just the proctologist. That wasn't Dr. Demento.
And a Slim Jim.
Anyway, moving on. Linda writes, Mike, you're priceless.
Thank you. I don't know the answer to this. Actually, why don't you tell it to the lady who wants to auction me off? Cause she's saying I'm $500.
That's the she said minimum bid.
Yeah, it's the starting.
Doesn't mean you're not going to get more.
That's right. That's going to be in Portland, Oregon, sometime in August. I'll know more later.
Kristen writes. You don't know Kristen?
I don't.
No. I don't know Kristen either.
No, I'm just saying hello, Kristen. I can't say hello to her.
Hey guys, the DVD was funny. Just got a copy. You need to do more DVDs.
We do need to do more DVDs.
Yeah, well,
there's a lot of D's in that.
We need to find somebody that can edit them and get them out quick.
Yeah, somebody like the Flash. He can probably do them really fast.
Vin Morrison writes, "Hey guys, who has been your favorite guest so far?"
Do I count?
No.
Okay, well,
you're not a guest.
My favoriteest guest so far?
There's been a lot.
Dino Mike was actually pretty darn good.
He is pretty good.
I'm thinking that's probably one of my favorite guests. also, who did I
realize? I do have to say he did give you a run for his money. For your money.
He tried.
He did pretty good. He was like, I'm going to go in there because it's going to be different than on the phone. And I'm like, it's Mad Mike's turf, dude. it's a whole other world when you come up here.
Yeah.
He's like, well, how should I prepare? I'm like, yeah, I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't know how to tell anybody. The best thing I could tell them.
When you threw out the VCR thing, dude, that was fucking priceless.
That's right, VHS, man. VCR.
So you can record it and watch it later. It's so funny.
Other than that, like, my favorite guest.
I'm honestly going to just say it. Jerry Bednob.
Jerry, I wasn't there for that one.
I know, but for me.
That was your best one.
I think that interview, you know, the fact that he still incorporated you in it, knowing that you were supposed to be here. And you weren't, and he went off. That was one of the best interviews.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
and able to feed off of it because you know, most guests don't get us, and they're just like, whatever.
Bonnie Mizell is really good too.
She's good. We need to get her back. She's detoxing right now.
Detoxing?
She's doing a food detox.
Oh, I thought maybe she was just inflating her boobies.
We got to get her on the show.
Absolutely. Again. Isn't she married now?
No, she's engaged.
Oh, that's right. I haven't said yes.
Turbo Man Bear writes, we now know how bulls are happier in California thanks to Dino Mike.
Yeah, he gives them head.
Something like that. Jen Halvert writes, how to get Mad Mike to do a how to. I really miss them.
That's good. Clever.
And clever. Six shows in with that one.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Leslie Powell writes, they say laughter is the best medicine. I want to thank you guys. I was having a ball listening to the show with Dino Mike. It was so fun. You guys can sure tell you're all good friends. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes?
Until he leaves the studio.
Yeah, and then we're like, that.
He's just a douchebag.
He's just a douchebag. Amy P. writes, Jay, could you play Leaving Trains by the Uninvited? Miss those guys and love that song. Yep, I'll put it on the show.
Hey, did you say something about a band called Imagine Dragons?
No.
Never mind then.
Why?
They were at the pub on Friday. I was like, were they like? I thought maybe they had sort of significance.
Well, we've had guests on here talk about the.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
I just knew the
like
name.
Like they're associated with Brother Luke and.
Oh, okay.
And stuff
right.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill writes, "Wow, fun shit."
Thanks, Bill.
Straight. I love this next one from Vegas Spy.
Oh.
Writes, hey, guys, you talked about Carrie Stacy on one of your shows and how she was so rude to you at a nightclub. I was at Don't Tell Mama's downtown. She was bartending. She's a bitch to just about everyone that was bitching. She's a bitch to just about everyone. Then was bitching. She made no tips. When I left, I said Jay and Mike were right about you.
Yeah. You're awesome.
Thank you, Vegas Spy. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. Hungry Boy writes, favorite hamburger place in Las Vegas?
Mm.
There's a couple. There's a couple of really good ones.
What are you thinking of?
There's the.
I mean, the McDonald's and the Monte Carlo pretty damn good.
No.
You can get an Angus burger.
No.
Double cheeseburger.
Strip burger out by the Fashion Show Mall. Fantastic place for a burger.
There's a place that I want to eat at that's near my house. Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. Well, you haven't been there, so you can't really say. Farmer Boys on Decatur. Fantastic. Fantastic burger over there. And then,
Fatburger.
Fatburger. There's one in Mandalay Bay the where you get to build your own burger.
Burger bar.
You get
a burger there for $60. It's ridiculous.
Get a lot with it.
Get truffles.
But there is a lot of cool places. Look, you get.
The only premium.
Kilroy's.
The only premium burger place I've ever eaten at was BLT Burger, and I was drunk out of my mind. And I spent $60, and I have no idea on what. So I couldn't even.
I was gonna buy around for everybody.
I go to In-N-Out when I'm looking for or Fatburger. I'll be honest with you. That's it. I'm broke as a joke. Okay.
Curious kid who needs to know writes, "Hey, what's up with Jay's birthday? What is the big party plans?" I don't know. I don't plan my birthday. Mike.
What is your birthday?
It's July 13th.
Well, why don't we? I got it. You want to chill at your house. I will work. Probably take a nap. After that, I might watch some Smallville. You can come over if you want.
I have to say, I finally got to see Mad Mike Manor the other day.
Yes, you did, yes.
It's pretty awesome.
It's nice. It actually is a nice
place. It's really cool. I was surprised. I was expecting less.
It's hard to get a lot less than that, though. It's small to begin with, but...
Welcome to Smallville.
Yeah, it is Smallville, seriously.
Mad Mike's apartment. No, it's actually nice. That's cool.
Yeah, it's nice. The bathroom's nice, and if I need a roommate...
The bathroom is almost as big as the entire apartment.
Exactly, yeah. There's a closet in there that I could literally just throw some bunk beds in. So if you know a couple of Mexicans who can afford a couple $100 a month, I'm willing to take them in.
It may be, you know, knock the rent down a little bit if they clean.
Yeah. Seriously. Like, or at least give me a discount on oranges.
You know? And avocados.
And avocados.
The prices on that. Avocados are going up.
Why is that? It's like a green amorphous blob. It's like fat and people buy it.
But it's good.
Avocados?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever put bacon on your avocado?
Well, when I have it on a burger sometimes.
What? What on a burger?
An avocado. And then you put bacon and avocado, tomato, onion.
Where do you get that from?
What do you mean, where do you get? You order that.
I can't go to McDonald's and order that.
Well, you go to a regular burger place, not McDonald's. You go to, you know, like Kilroy's or Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers?
Yeah.
Did you see, what was that name of that movie? Idiocracy? How, like, they show, like, how time progresses and it goes from Fuddruckers to Buttfuckers. Awesome, dude. And their favorite show is Ow My Balls.
That's like in RoboCop, the show on TVs. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, I'll buy that for a dollar.
New on VHS.
Yeah, just going down on VHS. I can't wait to see number two. Did you watch the second one?
What?
Did you ever watch the second one?
What?
RoboCop?
Yeah.
And they have, what, RoboCop 3?
Yeah, that was the only one. They did 3.
3, right? The third one was, like, so ridiculous.
The second one was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, the second one was, they should have stopped at the first one.
Saw Splice today. It's very different than I thought.
What does it look like?
What do you mean, what does it look like? It actually turns into a pretty hot chick.
No, where did you see it at?
At the movie theaters.
Oh, really?
It just came out.
When?
The 4th of June.
Oh, not May?
Of 2010.
Not May, May the 4th be
no,
with you?
No. No,
June 4th?
June 4th.
What is this?
Today?
Yeah.
Today is the 14th.
It came out like 10 days ago.
Right.
You said it just came out.
It did. It just came out
like
last week.
A week and a half ago.
A week ago.
That's like old for movie standards.
Yeah.
It's probably like getting ready to like get out of the movie.
You're old for movie standards.
You know what I want to see?
What?
You ever heard of a...
I
I called you about it, and I said that I wanted to see it just a few days ago.
Get Him to the Greek?
No, I do want to see that one. What the F, man? What the F? It's action.
It's A-Team?
No, not that one. It's an action movie, though.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Action movie.
MacGruber?
It's got some special effects.
Did you want to see MacGruber?
Yeah, that's definitely a VHS runner.
You'll be waiting a long time.
No, man, it just came out, man. What movie is it?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
The one that's got the special effect.
Who's in it?
Who? Like, who's on first?
No. Who are the actors that are in the movie?
Oh, bad names. A first name and a last name.
So the Killers?
What, the Killers?
Yeah.
They're going to make a movie.
Not the band. The name of the movie is called The Killers.
I've seen that. That's the Lady Killers.
It's not the Lady Killers.
I've seen the Lady Killers.
No, that's with Tom Hanks.
Okay, it's with Tom Hanks.
What?
Yeah, the Lady Killers.
No, that's not the one you wanted to see. That's been out like 5 years.
What has been? The Lady Killers? Or the movie that I want to see?
The movie you want to see.
Is the last Lady Killers.
Though. I know. I know.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm trying to figure
it out. It's an action movie.
I'm trying to figure it out.
It's got special effects.
Okay. I got that part, but
yeah.
You're not. What's the plot?
It's an action movie. We talk about the plot.
Well, it's an action movie with special effects.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, there's a guy, and he's in it, and he basically...
You're just making this shit up.
No, he does a lot of action stuff, and...
I'm going to go and see if I can figure this out.
Yeah, okay. I don't even know if it's out.
Is it The Karate Kid?
Oh, is that out right now? You know, he's too small. That black kid is playing him? You know?
That's Will Smith's son.
Yeah, isn't he too small looking?
Maybe that's why he needs karate.
He's not getting jiggy with it. That's all I'm saying.
He's not getting
I'm not jiggy with that. How's that sound? Like, it just came out.
What do you mean it just came out?
What's that one? What was it?
What do you mean?
It just came out.
There's a lot of movies that just came out.
Yeah, it's in the theaters. What's it called? Ah, it's got Robin Williams in it.
Robin Williams does not have no new movies out right now.
Yeah.
No, he does not.
Hook!
It's so stupid.
That's it.
So stupid.
Who's in that movie?
Dustin Hoffman.
That is Dustin Hoffman. That's who that is.
It's Dustin
Damn
Hoffman.
Damn it, I was trying to figure out who that guy
was. It's Captain Hook.
Who's me? Who's me? That's the same guy who's in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
No. No.
It's me? Yeah. Isn't that the same guy?
No.
Yeah.
No, Dustin Hoffman was not in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
No, not Dustin Hoffman, but Smee. Yes. Dustin Hoffman wasn't Smee.
Yes. No, right? Dustin Hoffman was Captain Hook.
He was Captain Hook.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yes. Then the other guy was, yes, from Robin.
Yeah, didn't that just come out, though?
Roger Rabbit.
Is it on...
No. Those movies are like 20 years old.
What's the movie that just came out, then?
I don't know.
It's not The Lady Killers.
It's not The Lady Killers. It's Killers.
All right. The Karate Kid? So that's been out for like 20 years.
Sex in the City? Are you talking about that one?
Does that sound like an action movie?
Well, it could be.
Could, maybe.
It's sex.
In the city. What if it was called Sex in an Urban Environment?
I would probably go see that.
Yeah. That's a winner.
That sounds...
Look, what's that one with... Prince of what?
The Prince of Persia?
That's the one. That's the one I want to see.
Yeah.
It's an action movie.
Right.
It's got a guy, special effect.
Yes.
Who's in that guy?
Who's that Jay dude? Gyllenhaal.
Jay Gyllenhaal? Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
What'd you call him?
I didn't call him gay.
You just did.
No, I...
Just because he did Brokeback Mountain.
I did not call him gay.
You're going to listen to that and be like, Jay Gyllenhaal?
That's because you said it.
No, because you said it first. I was just repeating what you had said. I'm going to call him. I'm going to tell him you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you call. Get right on the phone.
Brokeback Mountain. Prince of Persia. Princess of Persia. This is what I understand. What Prince of Persia? Who wants to be a prince of a cat? You know? What's the whole point of that movie?
Are we really doing this again?
Well, wait, did we talk about this?
Yes.
About Persia being a cat?
Yes.
Yeah. What the hell, man? I don't get it. I don't get it. You know? Have you tried this new Mountain Dew?
Yes.
What do you think?
It's not good.
The white one?
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's a smooth citrus dew.
On that note, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with more of the show after this.
The internet has given us great new ways to communicate, but for some people, communicating more doesn't mean they communicate better. This song is for them.
When you express yourself on the World Wide Web and put something out there in the public trust, no matter what you say, someone will find a way to call you things that would make a Teamster blush.
Seriously, I once got called a name I had to look up on Wikipedia. It was gross.
You could find a cure for cancer and post it online to give away. And though you're saving lives, someone will theorize that you're doing it all because you're gay. Because there's always an a-hole on the internet, somebody with an axe to grind. They act like juveniles and they're always spewing bile and giving you a piece of their small mind.
Now whenever a stupid person gives me a piece of his mind, I just say, hey, you better hang on to that. You really don't have the resources to be giving away pieces of your mind. You might need that to regulate your body temperature. Remember how to breathe.
Oh, your house could get destroyed by a twister. And they put the story online in the news. Somewhere in the comment section, someone will insist that the twister was the work of the Jews. Oh, you could post a picture of your puppy playing with a sprinkler in the grass.
Aww.
And though most folks will say that's swell, someone will be compelled to Photoshop that puff up someone's ass.
That's not right.
Because there's always an a-hole on the internet, somebody with nothing better to do. They're a comment section hog because no one reads their blog, and they've got to prove that they know more than you. Oh, yes, there's always an a-hole on the internet, anytime, any place, anywhere. Ignorant chauvinists bragging about their hard disks.
It's a computer thing, I swear.
You know that an a-hole will be there.
Ball tonight at the Freakers Hall, and you know you're invited, one and all.
Uh-oh.
Come on, babies, grease your lips, grab your hats and swing your hips, and don't forget to bring your whips. We're going to the Freakers Ball, yeah. Blow your whistle, bang your gong, roll up something to take along. It feels so good, it must be wrong. We're freaking at the Freakers Ball. Well, all the bags and the dykes, they boogie in together. The leather freaks are dressed in all kinds of leather. The greatest of the sadists and the masochists too. Screaming, please hit me, and I'll hit you. The FBI dancing with the junkies. All the streets are swinging with the buggy. Across the floor and up the wall, we're freaking at the Freakers Ball. Y'all, we're freaking at the Freakers Ball.
Hey, hello. Oh, this is marvelous. It's nice to see you.
But I don't know that. Everybody's kissing each other. Brother with sister, son with mother. Smear my body up with butter. Take me to the Freakers Ball.
yours, please, and pour the wine. I'll kiss yours if you kiss mine. I'm gonna boogie till I'm cold blind. We're freaking at the break of ball. White ones, black ones, yellow ones, red ones. Necrophiliac looking for dead ones. The greatest of the sadists and the masochists too. Screaming, please take me! And I hear you. Everybody falling in batches. Pyromaniac striking matches. I'm gonna itch me where it scratches. Freaking out the figured ball. Yeah. We're freaking out the figured ball. We're out of battle. We're freaking out the figured ball.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to fix that one, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what happened there. Dead puppies, Ogden, so I'll fix it and get it going for you. That was one of the very first songs I ever heard Dr. Demento play. Here's some Weird Al.
I got your it's a beautiful day outside. I think I'm going to start mowing the lawn.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Okay, Hank, what's going on?
I'm looking for my dog, Rover. Our dog got out, and I can't find him anywhere. You haven't seen him, have you?
No. If I do, I'll let you know.
Okay, sure, appreciate it. We'll see you later, Dave.
See you later, Hank. Well, there's that Rover now. Rover, get out of here. You can't come around here on warm lawn. Get out of here. Rover, get out of here.
I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I hit with a power mower. One leg is missing, the other is gone. The third leg is scattered all over the lawn. Spinning on the carport floor. I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I overlooked before. I'm looking over my minced dog, Rover, who I hit with a power mower. My dog's not eating, he no longer barks. He hit the propeller and turns into sparks. No need explaining, there's no dog remaining. He's part of the crash you see. I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I sent to eternity.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was the joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Attention parents of young children.
The following is a partial list of things that are probably happening in your backseat
that you are completely unaware of.
A food item is probably being stuck into a crack.
A strange sticky substance is being spread everywhere.
Deep, sustained, nasal expiration.
Someone is probably making faces.
Hitting back.
The cleaning of muddy shoes.
Something is probably spilling.
Gum is lodging in hair.
And your kids are probably riding car seats that are being used incorrectly. In fact, 3 out of 4 kids are not as safe as they should be. But the latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to get it right.
Just attach the top tether and the lower anchors.
The ones down near the old sandwich and the melted down crayons.
Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety.
A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
This is Alice Cooper for RADD.
We all got a long way to go.
There's a lot of things we have no control of in this world, but that's not the case with drunk driving. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives on and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor, myself and Mad Mike.
Howdy.
Howdy. Saturday. Want some news?
Yeah. Let's see. I want some news.
Well, you know, we do a lot of stories all over the place, but Las Vegas doesn't really seem to make the cut. But we got one for you.
That's true, huh?
Pahrump, Nevada. It's as close as I could get.
Yeah, the place is weird, too.
A 19-year-old Pahrump man used a stolen badge and possessed... possessed. I have this little brown creature running through my legs.
That's called a turd.
No. Well, he is kind of a turd.
You probably should have gone to the bathroom.
A 19-year-old Pahrump man used a stolen badge and posed as a deputy to impress his friend and get a free pass into the Nye County Speedway.
Wait a minute. Nye County is a speedway?
Nye County has a speedway, yeah.
What?
They do. Emerson Huff had recently became a cadet with the Nye County Sheriff's Office and was living with a volunteer sheriff's deputy who also works as a firefighter in Las Vegas. Police said Huff took the volunteer's deputy badge and radioed Saturday and gained entry into the speedway, claiming he was performing an official investigation. When confronted by authorities, Huff threw the badge and a BB gun he bought he brought with him.
Nice.
In a desert area, both items were recovered by investigators. Deputy said Huff at first denied him impersonating as an officer, then confessed after his friend told them the truth. Huff is charged with impersonating an officer, petty theft, petty larceny, and resisting an officer. I don't know how he can get charged with impersonating an officer. He is a cadet.
Yeah, right.
You know, maybe because he hasn't really been sworn in as a cop. He hasn't passed the academy yet.
He didn't even use a real gun. It was a BB gun. You know? Dude, I got a speeding ticket.
We got a place where he can go. It's called Port St. Lucie.
It's called Seriously, I got a speeding ticket yesterday.
You did, really?
Yeah.
The Silver Bullet?
In the Silver Bullet, dude. I couldn't
believe How fast were you going?
62.
And how fast was the speed limit?
45.
Where were you speeding?
Blue Diamond.
How do they catch you on Blue Diamond? That's the fastest street in town.
Dude, they've been doing this lately. Like every two or three days, they've been doing like these huge stings at night. And I didn't even know I was going that fast. I was the only person on the road. Yeah, but they busted me. He only busted me for going five over, but I didn't have my registration. I threw it away on accident because I did a mail-in thing. This is the first year I did like the mail-in. So they mailed me the sticker, so I just took the sticker off and I threw everything else away and put the stickers on. Turns out there's something in there that you need. So,
duh.
So, I have to go to the DMV and try to get my registration back. And then, you know, I'm going to take it to that one of those places, you know, it's like $50, you know, and they just take care of it for you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have somebody take care of it for me.
Go up to the big pink house up here on the Rainbow and Flamingo.
We should record it, too. Our entrance to the pink house.
Yeah. I still can't believe you get a speeding ticket. What, like, was it 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 5 in the morning. 4:30 in the morning. Unreal, dude. I was pissed. I was like, dude, and I almost never speed. And I was like, it was a weird occasion, you know?
The one time.
The one time.
Oh, I got some more news. An 18-year-old man found with marijuana in his pants and bongs in a shopping cart faces two drug-related charges, according to a police report. An 18-year-old man with bongs in a shopping cart. Justin K. Marlin was arrested on possession of more than 20 grams of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Damn.
Charges after being found with two other teens. Police went to the area about 11:15 a.m. following an anonymous complaint involving three males walking with a shopping cart. Investigators discovered Marlon, a 17-year-old boy, and an 18-year-old man walking up a driveway with a shopping cart in the grass next to them. The cart loaded with clothes and duffel bags and was covered with a jacket. An officer patted them down, finding a bag of marijuana in Marlon's pant leg. Marlon said he'd been thrown out of his house and had his clothes in the shopping cart. Three custom marijuana bongs, a pot grinder, six plastic baggies, and $490 turned up as the police searched the bags.
Damn, dude. This kid was working it.
He got thrown out of his house. Like, I'll make some fucking money.
Fuck that. I'm going to sell me some planks. Jeez, I'm going to go to the street and try to get... I got some oregano I don't need.
Yeah, right?
Maybe I can get rid of that. You know? You know what it is? Every time... You know, I'll just start picking the olives off the pizzas because I'm allergic to them. I'm just going to sell them.
Yeah.
I'll put them in little baggies. I'll sell them in shopping carts.
You know, we told you the story. Dino Mike almost died out at Desert Fest because he's allergic to broccoli. It's so funny because everybody's like, oh, that's so weird that he's allergic to broccoli. Out of nowhere, Zach goes, yeah, Mad Mike's allergic to fucking olives. I'm like, how does he remember that? Out of all the shit you fucking say, he remembers the fact that you're allergic to olives.
It's in my bio.
That's right.
It's the only thing that's true in my bio.
But I'm like, how does he remember that?
Do you remember that, yeah.
One more story from Port St. Lucie. A man alternated between sleeping and speeding as he led deputies in a pursuit and played bumper cars with them on Interstate 95. David Huff, 31.
Another Huff.
What's going on with the Huff? David Huff was charged with two counts of aggravated assault on law enforcement officer, possession of oxycodone, corruption of threat, and fleeing to elude police.
Is there anything other than aggravated assault? Like, isn't assault just aggravated to begin with? Aren't you already, like, angry?
A deputy said he came across Huff and a female passenger sleeping in a car. Huff smelled of alcohol and was confused. The deputy said he sped away after the deputy asked him to step out of the car. Huff drove without his headlights on as deputies pursued him. They said he used the right shoulder of the interstate to pass several vehicles. The deputy said... When one of the deputies drew closer, Huff swerved into the officer's lane and struck the front of the patrol car. Another deputy said he pulled in front of Huff to slow him down. In response, Huff turned around and headed north in the southbound lanes. As he did, his female passengers bailed out of the car. Deputy said they caught up with Huff. Around 7:22 in the morning, he was sleeping behind the wheel. They said Huff threatened the deputy as he was driven to... Martin County Jail, where he's being held in lieu of $80,000.
Damn!
Yeah, good stuff.
I'm going to enjoy that.
Love Port St. Lucie. They're quiet for a couple months, and then they just come out of nowhere.
Damn, dude.
We'll do this.
Them Huffs.
We'll do this story in honor of my brother, because he's been listening to the show. So, Stuart, if you're listening... Mont Vernon, New Hampshire, a woman faces a felony charge after she allegedly assaulted three emergency medical technicians. You know, because he's going to school to be, he went to school to be an EMT. So be careful out there. She called to her Mont Vernon home. When the EMTs arrived, they found the woman, who is 28, sitting on her lawn. She said she was having trouble breathing. After being asked a question, the woman allegedly headbutted the two of the EMTs and then insulted the third, who tried to help.
Now, hold on. If you just got headbutted, why would you be like, hey, I think I'm going to get my head that close to her head? She headbutted two people. Two different people. Like, you think the first person would have been like...
Well, he got assaulted. They didn't say it was a headbutt. We don't know what she did. Maybe she hit him.
Headbutted two people?
She had headbutted two of them. Maybe it's because they bent down and she knocked them out at the same time. Maybe she listened to a how-to on how to be a ninja and she's got action-like skills.
Maybe.
Anyway, after being asked a question, that's when the woman allegedly headbutted the two and then assaulted the third. The New Hampshire union leader said before police arrived, the EMTs suffered broken bones, bites, and bruises. The woman was arrested on a number of charges. She's being held for a lack of bail and is due in court later this month.
Broken bones.
Broken bones.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, Stuart, be careful out there.
Send three of your fucking weaklings down, would you?
Right.
Because they couldn't have been any stronger than a girl. Three broken bones?
Right.
Or three of them, and some of them had broken bone and bites?
Yeah. And bites.
Is it like the pansy EMTs?
What? They were taken off guard.
Yeah, I guess so, maybe. You would think when, like...
Right, don't look at the screen, because I'm going to ask you a question.
It's Rhonda. It looks like Rhonda.
No, it's not even a news story.
Does it look like Rhonda?
How much money do you think that Seinfeld has made since he's been off the air since 1998.
Since he's been off the air?
Since he ended in 1998. He's still on. The show's still making a buttload of cash. How much do you think he's made?
Well, you said a buttload, so I'm going to go with at least $3,000.
$3,000?
Yeah, easy.
Higher.
I'm going to go up to $12,000.
Seinfeld, wait, since it has earned since 1998, it's no secret.
This is crazy, I know it.
It's insane. He has made $2.7 billion syndication deals.
That's fucking ridiculous,
right?
Dude.
It's no secret that Seinfeld is one of the most profitable television series of all time. After all, Forbes has regularly estimated that Jerry Seinfeld makes over $60 million a year from the show's reruns alone.
Oh, my God.
Still, just how much has the series earned since it went off the air in 1998? The answer? $2.7 billion, according to the New York Post.
Damn, dude.
The numbers indicate that the reruns on regular TV have grossed $2.3 billion since 1998.
Damn.
Revenues from cable were about $380 million. Execs reported Seinfeld made 180 episodes during its 9-year run, which
wow.
means that each half-hour episode has earned more than $14 million so far.
Wow.
While Jerry Seinfeld and Seinfeld co-creator Larry David have made fortunes off their stakes in the series, co-stars Jason Alexander, Michael Richards, and Julia Louise Dreyfus got nothing but a cut of the Seinfeld DVD sales.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, you can talk to their managers. What the hell?
Damn, that's messed up.
But even the DVD sales are huge. So
yeah,
they're
yeah.
And plus they all made millions and millions when the show was on originally.
Yeah, they probably made a good 20, 30 bucks.
They're not $2.7 billion, you know, in, but I'm sure
I'd hate, if I was any of them, I would hate Jerry Seinfeld at this point.
Well, that's what the contracts are for. That's not his fault. That's the manager's fault.
I would hate Jerry Seinfeld.
I would not.
I would
be your own
like,
fault.
You're my friend. Didn't you let this happen to me? Give me some of your money, pal.
Well, I think when the show was originally on, they were getting something like he was getting $23 million an episode, and they were getting like 12.
That's so ridiculous.
Can you just like, and it's on for 9 years, so that's freaking
it's a long running show.
It is.
Smallville's been on for 9 years. It's going on its 10th.
Going on,
it's
most TV shows, if they do it right, usually it's 9 is the cutoff.
Yeah.
It seems like if they go a little longer than that,
unless you're The Simpsons.
They've tired themselves out.
Well, 29.
Even The Simpsons, they're hit and miss. They're not as funny as they used to
no,
be.
No, that's very true.
You know, they have one or two that pop out that's really good, but, you know. It's run its thing. I just thought it was interesting. $2.7 billion.
You made me just realize something.
That you don't have $2.7 billion?
I don't. Damn it.
Damn it. Now I'm pissed.
Whatever happened to... Are they still making episodes for American Dad? They are.
Worst show.
I love that show!
Horrible show.
You love it.
I don't.
You love it. You love it.
I don't. All right, so we're going to do a celebrity great call. We didn't do any last week while Dino Mike was here. Tom Cruise apparently calls this number that used to belong to a brothel, and it's no longer a brothel.
Huh.
And this is apparently what happens. It's pretty funny.
I'm fighting in a bunghole.
What?
What? I'm fighting in a bunghole.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're home. Looking for Dorothy Boyd?
This is not the Boyd residence.
Dorothy Boyd.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Will you marry me?
Pardon me?
Don't do this to me. We have history.
We don't have history because this is not Dorothy Boyd.
You complete me.
I think you need to check your number and try again.
And try
well,
again.
Zippity doo dah.
He called her back.
Hello?
Who's Sergio?
Hello?
How's it going?
Going all right.
You want to go out to dinner?
May I ask who's calling?
Phil.
Huh?
Phil.
This is Michael.
You have been warned.
About what?
I have my tasers. I have my ICBMs. I have my bazookas. I have my jets pointed right at you.
When you call here harassing anybody again, I'm going to have the police on you, okay?
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Hello?
How's it going?
I'm fine. How about you?
How's your cold?
It's fine. I don't have a cold.
I have a lot of things that I have to take care of.
Yes.
You were going to give me that cherry pie, sweet mama baby.
I like fresh cherries, but not cooked.
What's your name, please?
What's yours?
I'm Frank T.J. Mackey.
Frank, why are you calling me?
Give me a cigarette.
For what?
Give me a cigarette.
All you need is God.
Good tip.
You don't need no cigarette.
You are with the Lord of the living room.
You can have a nicotine fit off of him.
You're drinking Jack Daniels.
No, thank you.
And I am drunk.
Okay.
I'll call you tomorrow. You just enjoy the rest of your day and tell Douglas I said hello, would you please?
God bless you.
Why is it that? Why is it that when most of them get the calls, they're like, "You need to find Jesus."
Yeah, it's always the black people.
It's always.
Yeah. No, it's like you need to find God.
Like when Charlie Murphy called that one guy. He's like, "You need to find the Lord Jesus."
He was so into. Yeah, it was so funny.
We got another great one from Alec Baldwin.
Right, here's Alec.
Garage. Here's Towing. You guys were supposed to pick up my dad about 2 hours ago. He's stuck on the fucking highway. He's flipping out here.
You sure he's calling the right place?
Yeah, let me conference call you into him. He's on his cell phone. Hold on, all right?
All right. Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? I made an ass of myself trying to get you a phone to call you at a specific time.
I'm going to straighten your ass out. They fucking love that.
So mad.
I love that. We're going to do one more. Here's Samuel L. Jackson calling once again. I love when he gets people all pissed off.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like? Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
All right, answer him.
Does he look like a bitch?
I don't know. Does he?
Does he look like a bitch?
Do he, Elton?
Then why are you trying to fuck him like a bitch?
What did you talk about, Elton?
Damn.
Yes, you did.
What did you talk about, Elton?
Don't do that. Don't fucking blow this shit up.
You are so off the chain tonight.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Do you speak it?
Then you know what I'm saying.
Now, what are you talking about?
Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
What? Crazy nigga.
Crazy
well, I'm
nigga.
A mushroom cloud laying motherfucker. Every time my fingers touch brain, I'm super fly TNT. I'm the guns of the Navarone.
You ain't shit.
And when I get nervous, I get scared. And when motherfuckers get scared, that's when motherfuckers accidentally get shot.
You're right.
But I don't want that. And you don't want that.
Whatever, ho. Don't call him that dumb shit no more.
Motherfucker do that shit to me, he better paralyze my ass, because I kill him, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Don't call here. All righty,
let's go, nigga. Come on.
Later, Gator.
That shit ain't right.
It's a later, Gator.
Later, Gator. Oh, you got to love the celebrity crank calls here on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Like, oh, my gosh. Like, never guess what I just found.
What'd you find?
wouldn't you want to know, like, how to have the most perfect pillow fight?
I would.
Like, oh my god, it's so crazy. Like,
you mean you're actually gonna do a how to?
Look, I'm gonna tell you, like, like, okay, like, they can be like a lot of fun, and like, you want to make sure, like, you know, like, you have a lot of fun when you do it, and like, feathers, like, are all over the place, you know, because like, that's how you see, like, in the movies.
So you need to use feather
like,
down
you have
pillows.
To, they say you need to get like soft pillows. Enough for, like, all of your friends, like Katie and Janine and Shaniqua, and that one chick from ETF.
Shaniqua. Why does it have to be all girls? Like, I'm sure guys could have a pillow fight. Stuart and Turbo Man Bear went to one.
Yeah. Freaking hot chick. That was awesome. They recommend Tempur-Pedic pillows. They're going to spend, like an assload of money to hit somebody with a pillow. Lead your friends into your bedroom and make small talk.
Scam.
Have the chloroform ready on the cabinet.
Yeah. What does this smell like?
Yeah. Put it into the humidifier. I wonder if that would work.
Put some chloroform in the humidifier? Could.
We should try that.
Yeah, let's try it.
We should.
Yeah, let's do it. An experiment.
That would be great.
We'll use your brother.
We totally will. You didn't hear that, Eric.
Yeah.
He's all right. He only half listens anyway. By the time he gets it, it'll be when he's in the room. He'll be like, hey, wait.
Yeah, when he gets to that part.
All right. Dude, that is awesome. I so want to try that now.
We should try it. We're,
I'm totally
excited. Get some chloroform.
Is it easy to get?
I don't know.
Oh.
We've got connections.
Do we?
Yeah.
To chloroform? It's kind of crazy.
Well, it's a medical supply.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
If Ace Ventura can get it, we can get it. You know? Because he uses it in the first movie, right? Remember that?
We need to DVD it. We'll do it on Glenn.
Well, no, because we're going to have somebody, like, in a room. And, like, wait. Spend some time in there, you know? And see if they act. What does chloroform even fucking do?
Knocks you out.
Is that what? Is that all it does?
Yeah.
Piece of cake.
Put it in the humidifier.
Dude, I'm totally going to try that. What if we had, like, you know, what if we had, like, in here, you know, with, like, Arnold Pineda, and, like, we had, like, the humidifier going, and we just put chloroform in there, and, like, we just all knocked out.
Why would we do that to the lead singer of Journey?
I don't know, but it sure would be funny.
It would be.
Boy, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Let's be more useful, like, do it with Bunny Mazzell.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
You're thinking, well, like, his mask on. She's like, what are those for? Nothing.
No, you just sit there and look pretty. Yeah, just sit there and be pretty.
So next, you want to sit on the bed or on the floor, put your own pillow in your lap, and start casually playing with it. Playing with what?
The pillow.
It just says it.
Yeah, well, they're referring to the pillow.
Start casually playing with it. Beep, deep, deep. Deep, 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 deep. Do a little DJ hero. Wait for a slight pause in the conversation. Then it says leave the pillow on the bed or the floor and stand up and stretch. That's the setup. Then make sure everybody is watching you or at least paying attention to you. How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that, Jay?
To have everybody pay attention to you?
Yeah.
Well, you don't put a room full of chloroform in there to start with.
No, I bet
you. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe do a silly dance.
A silly dance. Jay would do a silly dance. Okay.
To get everybody's attention? Hell yeah.
That's what Jay would do. He would stand up, stretch, and then do a silly dance. That's not homo. When you're done with your stretching...
How do you know? You haven't seen the dance.
That's true. When you're done stretching and doing your silly dance, remain standing up and squeeze your pillow a bit. No, I thought your pillow was on the ground. Right?
When did it say that?
Sit... Wait, hold on. Leave your pillow on the bed or floor. Then stand up and stretch. But you left it, so you have to bend over.
Right.
After your silly dance. And then, see... Look at your friends, wait 1 to 2 seconds. No longer than that. Feel beyond that, Well, then it's no longer, I guess, considered a game. I guess that's vindictive.
It's just downright cruel.
That's meditated.
It's just downright cruel.
Yeah. Take a deep breath and yell, pillow fight! Stupid. While you are yelling, draw back your pillow and bop somebody with it. Bop 'em.
Bop 'em.
Bop 'em. Not whack their brains out. Your friends will grab the other pillows and join the fight. You would hope. It is possible they could take it in such a way that they just decide to beat your ass.
Well, I think they're all there. They're aware that the pillow fight is coming.
Yeah. Stop when everybody is tired or knocked out. Cool down by getting a drink. And that's where it ends. Just cool down by getting a drink.
The one I sent you earlier was way better.
Oh, I haven't even looked at it yet. I just happened to see that, and I was like, what?
That's pretty funny.
I know, but this is the thing. Like, who would take the time to write a how-to on how to have a perfect pillow fight? And then end it with getting a drink. Whew. Let's go get a drink. You know? Man.
Fantastic.
Ugh. What a great...
All right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
Anyway, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're gonna play some more classic Dementia in honor of Dr. Demento going off the airwaves and strictly doing a show on drdemento.com. And there's a lot of good songs that the man has played over the last 40 years.
That's one of them. It's called Blowing in the Mountain Dew.
It probably is a song like that. And we'll be back.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppy's days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies, dead, 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 dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Come on, everybody out there, sing along, okay? Dead, 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 dead puppies, dead, 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 dead.
Off alone and call the same lady on the pay telephone.
It's me again, Margaret. Hello, is this Margaret?
You don't know me, Margaret, but I know you. Well, it's upset the lady, gave her the blues.
So she called the police, said, what shall I do? Well, the chief of detectives came around to her home and eavesdropped upon them on her upstairs home.
It's me again, Margaret. Hello, is this Margaret?
I know it's you, Margaret.
Are you naked?
Well, I called up Ma Bell, traced him on down to a funky old phone booth on the outskirts of town. It was there that the vice squad with the field glasses red, lips of that amorous man, as he said,
it's me again, Margaret. Hello, is this Margaret? I know it's you, Margaret. Wanna hear me bark like Ren Tin Tin?
Well, they cuffed him and dragged him to the station downtown, and they allowed him one phone call before the jailer came round. He wet his chapped lips, cleared his young throat, and then he dialed the telephone. Softly he spoke.
Again, Margaret.
They got me, Margaret.
You ain't gonna miss me, Margaret. I know that. But I miss you.
And when I get out, Margaret, I'm gonna come over there with a weed eater and a live chicken and some cool whip. We'll have a big old time.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show calling in on the phone line. You're not going to believe it. It's driver number 5. Is it driver number 5? Are you in 5th place now?
No, we're not in 5th place. We're in 2nd place.
Oh, 2nd place. Car number 5.
Car number 5, yes, sir.
Driver number 2.
Driver number 2, car number 5.
Does that mean you're like a rolling turd with a hand job?
What do you say?
It's like, well, a number 2 is a poo-poo, and a 5 is like, you know, like a high five. So you, is that like you're driving and holding a turd?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Is that
Hi!
Is that how somebody would describe your racing career?
Is that how you drive my... What?
Is that, is that how people might describe your racing career? A number 2?
No, dude, we're number 1, man.
You're not number 1.
No, we'll wait till the end of the season to get number 1 again.
Okay. You promise?
Yeah.
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 So,
when's the next race again?
It's coming up this Saturday.
The next race is this Saturday night.
What time at night?
This Saturday night, 5 o'clock.
Well, because I got to be to bed by 7. My mom doesn't let me stay out very late.
Well, then just, I don't know, go to sleep in the car.
Do you think, well, I mean, do you think you could just hurry the race up a little bit?
I could try, but I don't know what anybody else will say about that. I'm like, I'm done, bitches. I won. I don't know where the fuck you guys are at.
Yeah.
Are the legend cars going to race this time?
I don't know how many cars are going to be there, but maybe we've been having some pretty good turnouts as far as my race. I know that there's going to be 6 classes racing this weekend. So there's going to be at least a lot of cars for a lot of classes.
What class are you in?
No class.
We're the factory stock division.
Factory stock?
Yes.
When was the last time your car saw a factory? You know what though? You know, I was thinking that car that you have, it probably, you know, it seems to break down kind of often, and you know, it probably doesn't get really good gas mileage. What about trading in for like a Prius?
A Prius?
Yeah, they get great gas mileage. They're electric. You know. You
that
get a
shit
warranty
was not
on it.
The first turn.
So this Saturday, are we expecting a sellout crowd?
Probably not a sellout. That
wow, well, you really know how to sell it, Tim.
I don't even know how many people that venue will hold. I know it holds a lot, though.
There'll be at least five.
Oh, there'll be at least five. There'll be five there for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's all that we need. Just to keep the spirit alive.
I'll have all five people yelling and screaming.
That's right. So how many races still to go?
Let's see. There was nine. We have, I think we have five or six left because they added that race a week ago. So I think there's like six left, actually.
Nice.
So there's still quite a few races to go.
There's still hope.
Yeah.
There's always hope.
There's still hope that we can get another win.
Oh, definitely, dude. There's six more races to hope for that, man. I'm not worried about that. We're bound to get another one or two this season.
So who's the guy who's winning right now? What's his number?
His number is number 50.
I thought you said it was a girl.
Oh, no. Girls, no, she was last place, dude.
Well, she beat you that one race?
We didn't beat nothing, dude. I still pulled the fourth place. I still lapped her two times.
But you didn't beat her.
Yes, I beat her.
No, not when I was there. You did not.
Hold on. Hitting a woman is against the law.
Yeah.
I got fourth place, and there's no way in hell I'd let a girl beat me.
So you beat her.
I'll beat her, yeah.
Was it like a left and a right?
No, dude.
No, it was a left and a left and a left and a left.
And a left and a left and a left.
So, your website is still movingsports.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I heard you had a new one, like, we're always in second.com.
No, I gave that one up. I'm going first.
Oh, you sold that one.
Now it's movingtofirst.com.
Slowlybuttruly.com.
Slowlybuttruly. That's funny.
Well, I'm doing what I can to try and get out there this Saturday.
Okay, just let us know if you guys are going to make it, and we'll look for you out there.
Cool, man. Well, you go get some sleep and rest up.
I will, dude.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night.
All right, bye.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed, when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time.
Slumber, a long night's respite, a peaceful, blessed lull, safe in warmth and darkness, receding from the worries and pressures of an ever-accelerating world. But it's time to awaken now, my friend. It's time to face the morning light and the challenges that lie ahead. Because this could be the day. This could be the day when you swing your legs out over the bed and step in something you didn't leave there the night before. This could be the day you knock your toothbrush into the toilet. This could be the day when you bump your head against the shower nozzle and it flies off your skull and into the tile, and you get doused with a spray so hard it's like you're reenacting the Watts riots through nude interpretive dance. This could be the day when your cat coughs up something made of purple yarn and containing exactly 3 plastic googly eyes, and you spend every idle moment wondering what it could have been. This could be the day when your coworker in the adjoining cube emits some gas so foul even he can't stand it and he has to leave. But you're stuck there smelling it because you know your boss is on her way to take a look at some numbers. And all you can think about besides how sepulchrally foul it smells is that your boss is going to think it was you. And she does. This could be the day you get ticketed, subpoenaed, audited, and develop an allergy to your favorite comfort food. This could be the day your home team loses, your portfolio crashes, your favorite band breaks up, and the last politician you trust is indicted. Today, one of your teeth could start making a noise when you chew. Today, a bright-eyed, spirited child could run up and punch you in the groin. This could be the day your mother changes her Facebook status from married to it's complicated. Of all the bowel movements you will ever have in your lifetime, one of them has to be the worst. This could be the day for it. Oh yes, my friend. This could be the day you give a client presentation and experience a wardrobe malfunction worse than anything ever seen in the Super Bowl or the Chronicles of Narnia. This could be the day you discover that your right nipple and left nipple have been switched, but you can neither prove it nor properly explain the urgency of the situation. This could be the day you fail to win fast money on Family Feud when you are prompted to name a type of fish not sold in seafood stores and you respond with Aquaman. This could be the day you are forced to choose between skinning a clown with a piccolo or obtaining an accurate count of all pickles sold to lactose intolerant bellhops of Lithuanian descent between 1984 and 1993, excluding 1986 and any day when Molly Ringwald wasn't wearing panties. This could be the day you start getting nosebleeds every time you see a corn dog. This could be the day you get a coupon in the mail for 5 cents off any avocado purchase totaling $20 or more, and your neighbors lynch you in a fit of jealous rage. This could be the day you are shaken vigorously over a fresh garden salad by an exceptionally large, nearsighted woman who has mistaken you for a bottle of Bacos. The day is new. The day is magical, full of hope, wonder, and infinite possibility. Make it yours, my friend. Make it yours. Carpe diem. That's Latin for get the fuck off of my couch.
Mad Mike, this could be your day.
That was awesome. That was good.
Yeah, I love that. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Somebody put some effort into
Aquaman.
And you're already fine with Aquaman.
It's good stuff.
Aquaman is, he is pretty useless, though. So.
What do you think of the idea of having... They're doing a reboot on the Spider-Man franchise because, what's his name? Tobey Maguire? Didn't want to do it anymore.
Tobey!
And so they're supposed to tie it in with the Captain America shit that's coming out.
Right.
And they're thinking of casting a black guy.
That wouldn't work at all. Of course, it would. It almost works because Toby's name is Toby, which is a black guy's name.
Yeah, but it's Peter Parker is the character that he's playing.
I know, I'm saying Tobey Maguire is white with a black person's name. What's the black guy's name? Like, Franklin Richards?
I can pull it up. I forget what his name is.
Big Daddy Deeds? There's no way. You show me a picture of that guy. He does not look like...
He's on the show black. Community during the week. Now it's on.
There's no way.
I forget what his name is.
Try like Mumbatu.
The Ultimate Spider-Man Reboot.
Oh, Ultimate Spider-Man. I don't even think Ultimate Spider-Man black?
Stan Lee writes, an African-American Spider-Man would be confusing.
Yes.
If
anybody would know, it would be Stan Lee.
Yeah, who created Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah. Do you remember that, Who Wants to Be a Superhero?
Yeah.
That was a good show. I liked it.
Anyway, I can't find the guy's name, but he's in Community. He's in...
Look up his IMDb page.
I don't know his name.
Yeah, but you can look up Community, right? Is that a movie? Was it a TV show?
It's a TV show.
Is it like... What was that one show called? 1, 2, 3... Something? Untitled Spider-Man Reboot. They're saying Jamie Bell is Spider-Man?
Something like that, but he's...
Who's Jamie Bell?
I don't know who Jamie Bell is.
There's a picture.
Rumored.
Oh, he's kind of weird looking.
Look at this guy. I'd go for the black guy before I went to that guy.
Kind of dweeby looking. Yeah. But Peter Parker was kind of dweeby.
Well, he's supposed to be, but...
I should be Peter Parker.
You probably do good. You'd probably fit good in the tights.
Yeah. I like tights.
Anyway, so we have Black Spider-Man.
Black Spider-Man. We should have, you know what? We should have like a Hindu Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah, we should. We should be the first ones to bring that up to
really?
Attention. We should start HinduSpiderMan.com.
Let's do some news out of Twin Falls, Idaho, kind of close to where my dad's at. Maybe this is my dad. He's bored, you know, he's retired.
Doesn't your dad live in Wichita?
Wichita is in Kansas.
But we're not in Kansas anymore.
I know. He's in Idaho Falls.
Your dad lives in Idaho?
Falls.
Falls?
Yeah.
Your dad lives there?
Yes.
How long has he lived there for?
A while.
No. Really?
Yes.
Are you sure? Didn't he live in Oregon?
No, he's never lived in Oregon.
Didn't he live in Redding, Oregon?
No.
Where did he get this? Didn't he?
No.
And your dad used to sell meth, right?
No.
Yeah, but then he stopped, retired.
Yeah.
And then he moved. I thought he moved to Yellowstone.
Yeah, my dad used to cook up some meth.
That's how he lost his hair. It was a meth accident, right?
Yeah.
And a meth explosion. Emily was a little high, so only took off the top part.
I just want to do the news.
Oh.
That's all I want to do. Let's go through the news and.
I don't mind hearing the story. Tell me all about it, Jay.
A man who tried to repossess a riding lawnmower from a couple,
who may or may not have been your dad,
faces felony charges of attempted grand theft and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police said the 37-year-old, it's not my dad then, he's 37. 37-year-old man cooked up a plan to have two men he hired tell the women using the lawnmower that they had hit her pickup.
See, he cooked up a plan, not math. No,
you're right. The main reason is that he's 37.
Oh.
When the woman went into the house to tell her husband, police said the suspect hopped on the lawnmower and started driving away. The suspect told police he stopped when he noticed the mower had the wrong serial number. He told police that he feared for his life after he was confronted by the woman's husband and pulled out his gun. The man told police that he is the owner of an auto sales business and has repossessed cars in the past. He expected trouble at the residence and brought the extra men with him. But they said they didn't do their job.
That's so, like, scandalous in Idaho. The scandals that happen in Idaho are ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why we talk about them so much.
Yeah.
We had a comment earlier from a listener that wanted to know the best burger, where you can get the best burger in Vegas. You don't want to go to Vegas. Apparently, you're going to want to come here. It's an awesome place. It's called the Spot Cafe in Sydney, Australia.
Huh.
The Monster Burger, cooked up by Sydney Cafe owners Joe and Iman Elijus, weighed in at 90 kilos in total.
180 fucking pounds?
eclipsing the previous record of 84 kilos set in Michigan in the United States. Just flipping the patty was the main challenge for us, but it all went well. That's right. The Australian cafe is claiming a world record after cooking a giant burger. We said it was 178 pounds. Took them 12 hours to cook and 4 men to flip. My husband had to prepare special metal holders and a metal plate. He had one at the bottom and one at the top. Locked them together and they flipped. The burger was that. The giant burger contained a giant beef patty, 120 eggs, 150 slices of cheese, 1.5 kilos of beetroot, 2.5 kilos of tomato, and almost 2 kilos of lettuce, all topped off with a special sauce on a giant sesame seed bun. It was eaten by employees at the cafe. The variety of burger will be on the menu at the cafe for the next year in order to meet the conditions for Guinness World Record, but will set hungry patrons back around $1,500.
So they have to be able to sell it.
They have to sell it.
Wow.
Probably just one. They have to sell one, I'm sure. But where's the man versus food guy? He'll go.
He should take that on. There's no way he can eat that.
Not by himself. He did a burger challenge like that on his show, but he had like 6 or 7 people
help him out.
They still couldn't do it. That's a lot. That's 180 pounds of fucking beef.
That's a whole fucking cow leg.
That's ridiculous, is what that is.
That's a lot of cow, dude.
That's way too much cow. So go, guy.
That
weighs
more than I do.
Guy asking for the best burger place. There you go.
There
go
you
to
go.
Australia.
In Australia. Rocky Gibraltar.
Keeping the food theme going in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Hamburgers, fries, punches, and chairs all were thrown during a fight involving customers, employees of a fast food restaurant in Kalamazoo that ended with 2 arrests. Police said 4 customers in a vehicle at Wendy's claimed their order was incorrect. Police said they hurled drinks, hamburgers, and fries at the employees inside. Why don't you just go in there and say, this is not what I ordered?
Yeah, hey, can I just...
Police said the employee then threw food at the vehicle, hitting it with a drink, ketchup, and fries. And 2 people from the vehicle went inside the restaurant where the fight with employees. 2 of the customers were arrested on charges of assault. The employee had scrapes and abrasions, but did not need medical attention. Police said employees blamed the fight on a communication breakdown.
Yeah, like throwing your fucking drink. Communication breakdown.
A communication breakdown, not going in there and going, you fucked up my order. This is not what I wanted.
Exactly.
That's the communication breakdown.
But, and you know, that's the thing, too, is you can't just go in there and be like, you fucked up my order. You can't go in there and do that. You got to be like, hey, my order was not correct. Okay? I'm not saying it was directly your fault, but you probably had something to do with it. Okay? You may have inadvertently messed up my order. I don't want to blame you, but I expect you to fix it. Okay?
Immediately.
Immediately.
Don't make me ask you again.
Yeah.
Right? When I say no tomato, I mean no tomato.
That means you need to not put tomato on my hamburger.
Whether you like tomato on your burger, I do not, and I don't want it there.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Whether you were the one who physically put it on my burger or not.
But you are the one that took the order. Therefore, you are responsible for that tomato showing up on my burger.
And I would like it if you would please remove that tomato.
And shove it up your ass.
From said burger, yes.
And shove it up your ass.
And stick it where the sun don't shine, sir.
Which would be primarily your ass.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, as long as you say please and thank you. There's nothing wrong with telling them to stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
You've politely said,
yeah,
please shove this up your ass.
And
thank you.
Thank you.
There's no communication breakdown.
Exactly. They'll be like, oh. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Oh, this is a perfect time to play Communication Breakdown by Led Zeppelin. We'll be back after this.
This is Rod Stewart for Rad. Your lifestyle is your business, but when you drive drunk, you become everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be smart, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Under my bed. There's a monster in my bathtub.
Mine is on my dresser.
There's a monster in the kitchen.
For a child with asthma, it can seem like monsters are everywhere.
There's a monster in my pillow. There's one on the rug.
The fact is, their next asthma attack could be triggered by something as innocent as a teddy bear, or a dripping faucet, even a bath toy.
I don't like monsters.
Fortunately, there are simple ways you can help prevent their next attack, from putting stuffed animals in the freezer to kill dust mites, to drying bath toys and turning on the bathroom fan to prevent mold. They're easy to do, and they're part of a complete plan that could help you put an end to your child's asthma attacks. Learn more at noattacks.org or call 866-NO-ATTACKS.
Make the monsters go away.
Because their next breath is in your hands. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
In November 2004, Nathan was sentenced to 6 years for committing a gun crime. He was only 19.
Hi, Nathan.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been there?
I've been locked up. 3 years and some change.
What do you miss most of all?
Other than being with my loved ones, little things probably. Wind, trees, all that. Just being free.
How hard has it been on your mother?
Difficult on a mother with a son in prison. I say it's been probably hard on her than it has on me.
What about your brothers? Do you ever give them any advice? Or
my youngest brother, he's all right. My older brother, he's more rebellious. I just try to keep him on track.
Mm.
Well, he never said it, but I think he blamed me for leaving. He feel like I left him out there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing I can do in here for him. My hands is tied. I can't really help in any way.
If you could tell your family one thing, what do you think you'd tell them?
I love them.
When you commit a gun crime, your family serves the sentence with you. Gun Crimes Hit Home. Brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
Okay.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show on the phone line. It's Mad Mike's brother. We got to come up with a name for your brother. So I keep calling him.
I'm E-Dub.
What are you doing?
I'm working, actually.
Yeah, I can tell.
Sounds like you're eating.
No,
or walking.
Not eating anything.
Are you walking on dirt?
No, I don't want to eat any dirt.
And what's that fucking noise?
I'm walking through the back, and I'm going to go hide so I can be on the show. I'm leaving my important job to be on the Rock and Comedy Show. That's how dedicated I am.
Your job at Church's Chicken?
It is. How'd you know?
We can hear them clicking.
Yeah.
They're still alive.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see you survive Desert Fest.
Yeah, it was awesome, bro. Everybody should have been. Everybody should have been there. Everybody.
I heard you had a gay experience with Stuart.
There's probably multiple gay experiences. What the fuck are you talking about?
You had multiple gay experiences with Stuart?
Was it just me? I think there was Turbo Man Bear, too. It was, like, all into it, too.
Probably more with Turbo Man Bear than anything else. There's some recent pictures that have surfaced. That we might actually have to have Turbo Man Bear on the show.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, there's some unbelievable pictures that his roommate took.
Dang.
And they've been posted on the FB.
Really?
On the FB.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's some good stuff. So you had a good time out there?
What?
You had a good time out there?
Dude, it was awesome. The only thing that sucked was the heat. That was it.
Yeah?
And it even wasn't that bad, so.
Well, why didn't you just turn on the AC?
Yeah, outside. Come on, son, turn on the AC.
There's got to be a switch out there somewhere.
Yeah, okay. When you find it, Mike, let me know.
We had a good time keeping cool, except for that at, 6:30 in the morning when your tent starts to bake.
Dude, that was hilarious.
Like, and he sets up his tent at the worst spot. First place the sun hits is where his tent was at.
I didn't care.
Obvious.
I woke up at 11 o'clock. I was like, wow, it's pretty hot out here.
Yeah. He's like, wow, it's got to be like 9 or 10. And he's like, 6:30? I just went to bed 2 hours ago.
Damn it.
Dude, at the end of Desert Fest, I was so fucking tired. It wasn't funny. I didn't even know how tired I was, literally.
How dirty were you?
That wasn't that bad.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah, right.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Just another day.
Like, oh, how'd that get there?
Oh, a new patch of dirt.
Wow, look at my nice tail. Oh.
So you had a good time. You got to watch a lot of drunkenness going on.
That was great. I was pretty trash myself, but I didn't want to fucking throw up or get silly strings, so I made sure that I didn't get too messed up.
Well, then you didn't do it right.
Oh, too.
Well, after I saw what happened to Krista, I was like, no.
Oh, you mean because she got covered in silly string?
Yeah, awesome.
And was pissed about it.
What? I'm going to throw up, quick. And then she went back to sleep.
Right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time out there. Next time, you know, I hope you learned a few things from Seth.
Seth Green?
What?
I said, I hope you learned a few things from Seth while you were out there.
Who the fuck was Seth?
That 11-year-old kid.
Oh, Seth?
Yeah.
I do know if I want any crystal, I know who to call.
Yeah, right? You know he's got some.
No, ice.
A little bit of ice.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're gonna go to town and get some Coke and ice. Oh, my dad's got crystal meth. I'll have to check with him about the Coke. Freaking kid.
Like, I think we're talking about two different things, bro.
Yeah, it was amazing.
The kid is awesome.
I wouldn't go as far as awesome, but he's very interesting.
Yeah, he was.
So... All right, man. Well, thank you for calling in. We'll let you get back to killing those chickens over at Church's Chicken.
You know what? I'm just going to just give them to people, whatever. Like, they can keep them as pets as they want.
You have the whole chicken?
Yeah. They have, like, a bucket of chicken, so they open the bucket, they just open the bucket, and there's a live chicken that pops out.
Just looks at them.
What, lady? It's the Happy Meal. What's your problem?
They're all like that.
All right, bro. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
All right, man. Bye.
See you, dude.
It was April the 41st. Being a quadruple leap year, I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar, a real dive. But I knew the owner. He used to play for the Dolphins. I said, hi, Gil! You have to yell, he's hard of hearing. Down his luck. Fact is, he was barely keeping his head below water. I bellied up to the sandbar. He poured me the usual. Rusty snail, hold the grunion, shaken, not stirred. With a peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich on the side. Heavy on the mako. I slipped him a fin. On porpoise. I was feeling good. I even dropped a sand dollar in the box for Jerry's squids. For the halibut. Well, the place was crowded. We were packed in like sardines. They were all there to listen to the big band sounds of Tommy Dorsey. What soul? Tommy was rocking the place with a very popular tuna, Salmon Chanted Evening, and the stage was surrounded by screaming groupers, probably there to see the bass player. One of them was this cute little yellowtail, and she's giving me the eye. So I figured this is my chance for a little fun. You know, piece of Pisces. But she said things I just couldn't fathom. She was too deep. Seemed to be under a lot of pressure. Boy, could she drink. She drank a lot. I said, what's your sign? She said, Aquarium. I said, great! Let's get tanked! Thank you. I invite her up to my place for a little midnight bait. I said, come on, baby, you want to take a few minnows? She threw me that same old line. Not tonight. I got a haddock. And she wasn't kidding either, because in came the biggest, meanest-looking haddock I'd ever seen come down the pike. He was covered with mussels. He came over to me and said, listen, shrimp, don't you come crawling around here. What a crab. This guy was steamed. I could see the anchor in his eyes. I turned to him, I said, abalone, you're just being shellfish. Well, I knew there was going to be trouble, and so did Gil, because he was already on the phone to the cods. The haddock hits me with a sucker punch. I catch him with a left hook. He eels over. It was a fluke, but there he was, lying on the deck, flat as a mackerel, helpless. I said, forget the cods, Gil. This guy's going to need a sturgeon. Well, the yellowtail was impressed with the way I landed her boyfriend. She came over to me. She said, hey, big boy, you're really a game fish. What's your name? I said, Marlin. Well, from then on, we had a whale of a time. I took her to dinner. I took her to dance. I bought her a bouquet of flounders. And then I went home with her. And what did I get for my trouble? A case of the clams.
Kip Adada here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, Wet Dream. We are taking a look at some of the classic Demented tunes that Dr. Demento used to play on his radio show. As you know, he says goodbye to regular terrestrial radio. After 40 years, he's now strictly on drdemento.com. Sent out a thing on Facebook, what's your favorite tune? Michael Peterson wanted to hear that one, Wet Dream. Sharon, well, she wanted to hear the all-time classic. Here is Barnes and Barnes.
Fish head, fish head, roly-poly fish head. Fish head, fish head, eat them up, yum. Fish head.
Laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish head, fish head, roly poly fish head. Fish head, fish head, eat them up, yum.
Ask a fish head anything you want to, they won't answer, they can't talk.
Fish head, roly-poly fish head, fish
going through my address book and crossing out the dead people. You do that? That's a lot of fun, isn't it? Gives you a good feeling. Kind of gives you a feeling of power. A superiority to have outlasted another old friend. But you can't do it too soon, you know. You can't do it too soon. You can't come running home from the funeral and get the book out, you know, and be looking through the book. You can't do that. A little time has to pass. You have to let a little time go by. I have a rule of thumb, 6 weeks. If you're a friend of mine and you're in my book and you die, I leave you alone for an extra 6 weeks. 6 extra weeks in the book, on the house, it's on me. But after that, hey, facts are facts. Fuck you, you're dead. Out you fucking go. You gotta have standards, you know? Now, these days, a lot of people don't keep analog address books anymore. They don't want to be writing that stuff out longhand. They're in the computer age, and they have an application in the computer called Outlook or Contacts or Address Book, something like that. So they keep all the information in the computer, and they sync it up with their phone every day or every other day. So now, instead of scratching out a name, you get to delete the fuck. And deleting someone is an even more powerful feeling than simply scratching out a name. You know how to delete someone. You select the name, highlight the person, and then straight into the trash. Now, if it's a really close friend of yours, you might not want to empty the trash for about 6 weeks. Or, if it's a little too harsh for you, a little too harsh to delete an old friend, you can always create a new folder. A special folder for dead people. You keep it on your desktop. It's kind of a digital purgatory. And the nice thing is, every now and then you can open it up and you can look inside. And you can see the people in purgatory. And you can move them all around, you know, move them around. Put them in little groups. Two people who didn't get along in life, put them in a corner. Let them work it out. Let them work it out in purgatory. Or start a fight. Have a big fight in purgatory. That's a lot of... Nobody's going to get hurt. They're all fucking dead anyway. Then you put them in a big formation and have a parade. The Purgatory Parade of Dead People. Ah, there's a lot of fun you can have with a computer. So enjoy your digital self.
I'm thinking about you and me. No thing we should do. Let's go down to Subway. Get ourselves a sandwich. Talking 3 grams of fat and mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Oh, come on, girl. Does it mayonnaise make you feel kinda good?
There's something else that is said after a death, but this one involves belief, which is where I begin to have big problems. This one happens after the funeral, after the burial, back at the house. Back at the house where the family and friends and the loved ones of the deceased are having some food and drink and enjoying some warm reminiscences of the person who passed away. Sooner or later, someone is bound to say the following, especially after a few drinks. You know, I think he's up there now, smiling down at us. And I think he's pleased. Now, first of all, there is no up there. No, no. For people to be smiling down from. It's poetic, it's quaint, and I guess for superstitious people it provides a little comfort, but it doesn't exist. But if it did, and if someone did somehow survive death in a non-physical form, I personally think he'd be far too busy with other celestial activities than to be standing around paradise, smiling down. On live people. What kind of a fucking eternity is that? And why is it no one ever says, I think he's down there now, smiling up at us? Apparently it never occurs to people that their loved ones might...
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take my mouth and back. I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed, with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Still blown away at the $2.7 billion that Seinfeld makes. That show's been off the air like 13 years. Where's our break? That doesn't transfer well over the radio.
Yeah, probably not. You know what's funny? You said 13 years ago. I was talking to some peeps at the front desk. And this girl, her name is Kiara. I call her Mary McCheese, because she has a big head and a little body. And we're talking about this one lady who, she said, I got hired in 2003. And then she was like, I was only 13. I was like, I laughed, like physically laughed at her, because I couldn't believe it. It's 2003. Like, I was already working at the Monte Carlo. I was like 18, 19, 20, something like that. I don't even know how old I was. I don't even know how old I am now. But she was only 13. Like, I came, like, oh, my God. Like, I remember when I was a young kid. You know, I was a youngin'. Damn, I miss those days. Now I'm like the old fart. I'm like I'm old enough to where I'm almost socially awkward to hang out with these younger folks, but not quite.
No, you are.
But yeah, but like I am, you know, but I'm not. But I am, but I'm not. So it's weird, you know, like especially 2 more years. I'm going to be 30, they're going to be 18, you know? God damn it. I got to stop dating 18-year-olds.
Yeah, that could be a problem for you.
I got to stop at some point.
Right.
You know?
You do.
If you're out there and you're older than 18, hit me up.
How about, like, 25?
Yeah, anything.
No, like don't say anything.
I like to get beyond 21. I'm done with 21-year-olds, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that? They're just... They're not working out for you?
Yeah, they have the mentality typically of like 15-year-olds.
Well, what is that? The difference is they can go out and party, 15-year-olds cannot.
Exactly. So,
well, I mean legally, they can go out and party.
And that's the issue. It's basically a 15-year-old only with no more restraints. So they continue to act like a 15-year-old. They usually start getting wiser about 23, you know? 23 is when you start coming out of that phase.
Right.
Or you just miss that phase completely. Like, I never really went through that. You know?
Right. I understand.
I was too busy, you know, trying to be a superhero.
And a ninja.
You know, I was doing those type of things, you know? I was killing dragons. That was what I was doing. What were you doing, Jay?
When I was 13?
What? No.
When I was 15?
21.
When I was 21?
Yeah.
That was when I was told I was, could quite possibly have testicular cancer. They were doing all those tests on me.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I wish they would have just removed them. That's been nothing but downhill trouble since.
Yeah. I tell everybody, once you get past 12, it's pretty much downhill.
Right.
You know, once they drop, start running girl problems, you know, you've got hormonal issues, prepubescence, pubic hair. It's just not good.
It's just a mess,
man.
We're, you know, as
there's
a
reason why
as a race to aliens, we just must look like a fucking...
We're just a fucking train
wreck. We're just a hot mess.
Yeah, just a train wreck, dude.
Like, they look at us and go, really?
Yeah.
We're taking over this planet? That's going to be easy.
They're probably like, oh, God, no. It's too much of a hassle. These guys are literally a fucking mess.
These guys are idiots.
And there's a reason why we used to live, like, when you reached the age of 20, you were, like, venerably old. You know? Because once you got to that point, like, you're so fucked in the head. By the time you get to 20, you know?
speaking of hot messes, next week on the show, I've invited her back, Roxy Gunn.
Who's that?
She was here with Chris Reject.
Who?
Roxy Gunn. You remember her. She was hot. She played the guitar. Totally threw us off that she could even sing like that.
No, what totally threw me off about it was that she said that she was somehow dating Chris Reject.
Right. Well, two things that threw us off. That and then she could really fucking sing.
Yeah.
So she's
like
going to...
Chris Reject.
So she... Yeah, I was like Chris Reject. You know, and you brought it up that you thought it was really funny that he worked at Burger King.
Yeah.
But if you think about it...
It still fits.
What other choice does he have? His last name is King.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No way. Is it really?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. His name is Chris King?
Yeah.
He is the Burger King.
So what other choice does he have?
Oh, my fucking God. You're serious? Yeah. I tell you the story right now before I forget. There's this kid that goes to the gym that I go to, you know, because I do frequent the gym just to check
Jim's
out.
Jim's house?
Dudes. Huh? Yeah.
Jim's house?
Jim's house. And he's got Down syndrome.
Jim?
I actually don't remember his name. I think his name was Brian or something.
We'll call him Scanlon.
Scanlon. And he's got Down syndrome, and he came up to me, and he'll sit there and, like, watch you, or watch me, I guess.
Go ahead. I'm taking care of your little one down here.
Oh, yeah. And he came up to me, and he was like, "What's up, man? I haven't seen you in a while." I guess I've seen this kid before, but I just don't remember.
Right.
And he starts talking to me. He's like, "Yeah, man, work sucks right now." I'm like, "Okay." He's like, "Yeah, I only make $121 a week." I was like, "Wow, that's kind of suck." "Yeah, I only work part-time." I was like, "All right, dude. Well, you know, just staying with it." "Yeah, I work at Del Taco." I was like, "All right." So like,
which is good for a kid with Down syndrome. It's...
Yeah, he was like, dude, I think it's better. He's like, yeah. It's like, my manager's a bitch. I was like, okay. So, yeah, because she only makes it work part-time, but I make more than any other employees there because I make $7.25. He's like, I have a 25-cent raise. I was like, well, that's cool. He's like, yeah, it's because I used to work at Taco Bell and I have previous taco experience. He got a raise for having previous taco experience.
Well, there was a girl that used to work at Vegas.com who got a job as a concierge because she had Taco Bell experience. I was like, oh, so you have knowledge of all the best restaurants in town.
Can you imagine, though, walking into Del Taco, putting down your application, and then be like, oh, look, you have previous taco experience. Of course we'll hire you.
Yes.
Oh, I notice here you have experience dealing with tacos.
Is he like, does he talk like Jimmy from South Park?
You know, he does have a little bit of a lisp, but it's not that bad. But the weird thing is, you know what a down person looks like, right?
Right.
He has, like, a tongue piercing. He has an eyebrow piercing. He's got gauges in his ears. And his nipples are pierced.
How do you know his nipples are pierced, Mike?
Because he walks around half naked. And I run into him. I only run into him in two spots, typically.
The bathroom?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Either I'm trying to get ready to go, or I'm changing, or the fucking sauna. And this is the fucking, dude, you're going to laugh your ass off. He got his last name tattooed in cursive, and it looks bad. But he had his last name tattooed in cursive all along his back, and he was telling me all about it. You know what his last name is?
No.
Johnson. How'd you like to have Johnson?
You have Johnson and an arrow pointing down towards your butt.
I seriously, you might as well just write penis on your chest at this point.
Little target symbol right there.
Funny,
Johnson.
Like, yeah.
Goes here.
Make it maybe his first name, Dick.
Dick Johnson.
I mean, why Harry. Would you write like
Harry Johnson.
Yeah. Why would you write your own name as a giant tattoo on your back? Two, why would you write your own name as a tattoo on your back
did
when
he
it's
say
Johnson?
It was, did he say it was his last name?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He was like, yeah, it's my last name. I was like, he was like, but it's a little messed up right there. I was like, I looked at it. I could figure out. I was like, well, what does it say? I can't read it. Johnson. I was like, you're kidding me, dude. You might as well just draw like a penis on your chin at that point. And just call it a submarine.
On your cheek.
Yeah. And just say it's a submarine. You know? That's so horrible. Anyway, he's a cool kid, though. He's a nice kid.
Right.
I don't have anything against people who are down. I'm down with the downs. Okay.
Another T-shirt idea.
Yeah.
I'm down with the downs.
I'm down with down.
Put it in your mouth. You'll like it.
Yeah. Put it in your mouth. Enjoy that.
I swear that's going to be another. That's going to be a shirt.
It needs to be.
It's going to be. I love this song by our good friend that's in the movie.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
I want to try to interview this guy.
Today seems like it's gonna be a great day. There's something in the air that makes me feel like things are gonna go my way. The birds are chirping, tweedledee. The sun is shining bright. They're skipping my step, I'm pepping my pep. And I don't know why. Hey there, mailman Fred. Any letters for my ex-wife or the kid? No? Fantastic news! Wonderful day makes me feel so happy that my face is numb. My heart is racing along, ba ra pa 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 pa. So many places and people to meet now that I've lost my job. They say, young man, the world's your oyster. Hey, get the f*** off me! No! No!
Just give me a second.
I don't know why, but today seems like it's going to be a great day. Blah, 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 blah. I should spend more time with my kids. It
and carpe diem, gotta seize the day. I'm gonna move to Spain and run with the bulls. And my wife and boss and kids and parents will say, we were wrong about you, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
That's my name.
Are you really gonna run with the bulls?
Why would I do that?
Because you said you were gonna.
Come on, man, that was like 3 days ago.
Or was it?
Finance is free. Much of the ocean is still unexplored. How did I get up in this tree? Now I'm over here, now I'm over there. Now I'm under the stew, now I'm back in the tree. Now I'm hanging out backstage with my very best friends, Alec Baldwin and Tom Petty.
Get the f*** out of here.
What?
Now.
Tom?
Why would they kiss me? I thought they were my homies. Any problem is solvable. We can't feed the hungry and cure disease, but all of that would be a huge waste of time. Because we live in the Matrix.
What is wrong with him?
He's on drugs.
Oh.
That guy, what's his name? Tom Dickinson?
Sandborg or something like that. How can Dynamite, how can you not think Hot Rod is a funny, funny movie?
He needs to watch it with us. We need to force him to watch it with us.
But still the best parts with holding his breath out of the pool.
He just is out cold. He's drowned.
I'm going to pull on this bell when I'm having... I'm sorry. That's funny. I don't care.
It's 20 seconds less than a minute. I just like everything that he does in that movie. Everything is funny.
He's great, and I love you, man.
Have fun marrying Satan. Have fun being married to Satan.
Anyway, it is the it's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and also joining on the show next week, with Roxy Gunn calling in Chase Masterson, formerly of Deep Space Nine. Yay! She's gonna call in
the porn,
huh?
What?
What?
Hmm?
I didn't say anything about porn.
Deep Space Nine?
Deep Space Nine.
It's not the porn?
No, it's not porn.
Not that deep space?
No. It should have been with 7 and 9 on there.
Was 7 and 9 on that show? No. That was
she was on Voyager.
Yeah.
But they should have put her on Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space Nine had Odo.
Yeah, but she wasn't on as 7 as 9.
No.
Yeah.
She had a crinkly nose.
When I thought I'd seen it all, I didn't expect this at all. I used to think love came for free, but now you found a new girl and she's better than me. You said you'd never lie, and I said if you left, I'd die. But here I am and my heart still beats, not for you anymore, so I'll change the sheets. Well, I guess this is the end when you tell me that I'll never see you again. And I didn't know it could end like this with your foot out the door and a goodbye kiss. About you anymore, so I'll pop another Prozac and mop the floor, cause, well, I've got nothing better to do than stare at your pictures and dream of you. Well, I don't know if you got very far, cause guess what, you left me the keys to the car, and I can see it now, you just walking about. Well, I hope that you walk until your leg give out. Well, I guess this is the end when you tell me that I'll never see you again, and I didn't know it could end like this with your foot out the door and a goodbye to fall back into line. And then out of the blue, you give me a call. Well, I didn't expect this at all. You say you just needed a break and that you've made.
huge mistake. Well, I'm sorry, love, but I'm over you. I apologize, dear, but it's the truth. So I guess this is the end when I tell you that you'll never see me again. And now, well, I'm gonna end it like this with my foot out the door and a goodbye kiss.
She is badass, ladies and gentlemen. That's Roxy Gunn. She's going to be here in the studio next week. She's going to return. She just absolutely blew me and Mike away the last time she was here doing some of her songs. So we're going to have her come back next week. And lots going on with next week's show, so you're not going to want to miss it. But right now, let's do one more from Roxy Gunn. You can check her out online through her website, RoxyGunn.com. That's R-O-X-Y-G-U-N-N. .com. Here's another one of her songs called Not Enough. I think you're going to like it. Let's try this one again. It's one of those days. Here we go. Here's Roxy Gunn. Roxy Gunn here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J with you. And throughout the show, we're taking a look at some songs, some classic dementia that Dr. Demento used to play when he had his show on the radio. Songs I grew up with that just, you know, made me laugh, made you laugh. This one used to make Charlene laugh, and she has to hear it. Here it is. It's Alan Sherman.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh mother father, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yeah.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops. Pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades.
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every day, you can help good things happen. Claudia, a local health worker in Nicaragua, helped save 6 children from pneumonia. Rosina in Bangladesh helped save 10 children from diarrhea. Aster in Ethiopia helped save 20 from malaria. And Salif in Mali helped save 30 from the effects of malnutrition. Help one, save many. Visit goodgoes.org to find all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
As a mother of 2, I'm busy nonstop. But no matter how busy things get, I'm making it a point to take a little time out to get the H1N1 flu vaccine for my children. And I'm advising every parent I know to do the same. You see, if you're a mother like I am, the threat of this year's flu season is very real. Because children are especially vulnerable to serious complications from the H1N1 flu virus, which could lead to hospitalization and even death. That's why I'm urging parents to get their children vaccinated. Vaccination is safe and is the most effective way to prevent the flu. To learn more, log on to flu.gov Just think, if we all do our part and get our children vaccinated, we'll be doing what's best to protect our families and help stop the spread of the H1N1 flu. To get the facts and how you can protect your family and prevent the flu, go to flu.gov. Together, we can all fight the flu.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
Right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, bringing it to you each and every week up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant in Las Vegas. Remember, if you want to contact the show, you can. It is rockincomedy@mail.com. That's rockincomedy@mail.com. You can email us. You can go to the website, rockincomedyshow.com, leave comments, leave voice comments, and just have a lot of fun watching clips and much, much more. Throughout the show today, we have been playing classic songs from the Dr. Demento Show. As you know, Dr. Demento's hit 40 years on the radio, and he's ended his run on regular radio, and he's just going to be doing the Dr. Demento Show over there at drdemento.com. There's one song when I was 12 years old that Dr. Demento played that used to make me laugh. Laugh and laugh. I requested that song so much, I finally wore the man down for him to play it again. It's the song that gave me the name Crazy J. Here's Barry and the Bookbinders with my all-time favorite demented song, She Grabbed My Coconuts.
She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconuts and did a divorce. Oh, why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. Thought I was alone. She came out of nowhere. I asked if I could show her the coconuts I'd grown. High up in the tree, blowing on my big flute. She was staring at my fruit. I screamed when I didn't leave. She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconuts and did a divorce. Tell me why, did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. Harry began to round, I had them since I was a baby. To the horrible lady, knocked them all around. Maybe she had plans to drink the milk inside them. It was impossible to hide them from a deadly hand. She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconuts and didn't even say, oh why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. She attacked them. Try to crack them, really whack them into a coconut souffle. And then she ran, she ran away. It is such a shame, I never got to utilize them. Ever since she brutalized them, they've never been the same. I'm a broken man, nothing in my coconut sack. She proved my banana, it was turning black. Getting goosey in my hands. She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and didn't even say, oh why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and didn't even say, oh why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away.
And then she ran away.
Yeah, Chase Masterson's character.
Yeah.
Had the crinkly nose.
Jorgensen was her name, right?
No.
I think that was it.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah. And her, what race was she, like the Flaming Lips? What was her name again?
St. Paul, Minnesota. We got some news here. We're not even going to touch that. I'm going to let it go.
Durgleson?
An Elvis impersonator.
Ah.
wait. An Elvis tribute artist.
Yeah, ETA.
Wearing a red jumpsuit and has filed for...
Oh, my God, dude. He was wearing a red jumpsuit.
No, that was his jacket.
Oh.
that would have been weird. Like,
right?
Oh, my God. He's doing it. an ETA wearing a red jumpsuit has filed for office as the running mate of... Oh, my God. He's running for office. Could you just picture Frankie Castle? Yeah, I'm going to make this city great, baby.
Yeah. But I'm not in character. I lose Highlander. I'm not acting like
a spokesman. I could just picture Frankie doing this.
Yep.
A spokesman for Minnesota's Secretary of State says Todd Elvis Anderson hopes to be certified on the primary ballot, running for the position of Lieutenant Governor alongside Ole Savior. How is that a name?
Ole Savior.
O-L-E-S-A-V-I-O-R.
Maybe in Spanish, Ole Savior.
Minnesota law forbids improper names and requires candidates to sign a statement vouching for their ballot name as the one by which they are commonly and generally known in the community. So therefore, he is Todd Elvis Anderson. Secretary of State spokesman John Aiken said Friday that officials didn't think the nickname would give Anderson an unfair advantage. State Rep Tom Emmer and running mate Annette Meeks have the Republican endorsement.
Ooh.
So he's running. I could
see Frankie Castro.
Frankie Castro running for office.
We should see if we can get him to run for office here.
It's too late now. They've already had their...
Will they do it like every year?
No.
What? You don't run for office every year?
No.
How often do you run for office?
Not every year. I think for our people, it's about every three.
Who's our president now?
Obama, still.
He won again?
We won again. He's still in his first term.
We just had an election.
Yeah, last November. It hasn't even been a year yet.
Did we just have one?
No.
Just like right now?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
No, we just had an election.
Port St. Lucie, a pizza delivery driver told police a gunman robbed him of three pizzas, two dozen wings, a bottle of grape soda, and cash. The man, a delivery driver for a Touch of Brooklyn pizza, said at about 5:30...
Really is a Touch of Brooklyn.
Yeah, all the way around. Guns holding up. The business got an order for the pizza, wings, and soda. The $64.75 order was called in from a cell phone. The driver said he went to deliver the order about 6 p.m., knocked on the door. The location of the robbery was...
Wait a minute. The person who actually ordered the pizza robbed them?
The driver said he went to deliver the order at about 6 p.m., knocked on the door. No, the guys that ordered the pizza robbed the delivery guy.
That is so stupid. It's probably like his name, his address.
A woman who answered said she ordered no pizza and that she lived in apartment B. The 25-year-old driver knocked on the door of the next apartment, got no answer. He returned to his vehicle where he saw a man wearing a white shirt, black jeans, and a black ski mask. The man pulled a revolver from his waistband, told him to put the pizzas on the ground and to empty his pockets. The driver complied, emptying his pockets of $80 to $100 and his cell phone. The gunman ordered the driver to get in his car and drive off. He got back to a Touch of Brooklyn Pizza and called 911. At the scene, the driver's cell phone was recovered, but the food and drinks were gone.
Dude, what a setup. Why would you rob somebody pizza and wings? It's like, and grape soda, you know they're black.
Yeah, who orders grape soda?
Right?
A woman making a stop to pick up her mail from a post office in Michigan ended up trapped inside for 4 hours because of a door malfunction.
I thought it was like one of those revolving doors and she couldn't figure out which side to get out on.
The post office in Willis, about 28 miles south of Detroit, was closed Thursday evening when the woman stopped by. But the post office box area was open. After she went inside to get her mail, she couldn't get out. Another woman saw her when she was mailing letters and called 911. Okay, wait. If you saw the woman while you were mailing the letters, that means you were in the post office box area too. Couldn't you just open the door?
I was like, hey, here you go.
Postal Service spokeswoman Shannon LeBrier said something in the mechanical mechanism on the door prevented it from opening. LeBrier said the woman was understanding about the unfortunate fluke.
Weird. It's not as weird as getting stuck in a sausage.
Oh, God.
But still.
Just let that one go.
I'm trying.
Police in Wenatchee are surprised at the amount of contraband an inmate was able to smuggle into the jail recently.
Oh, wow. Hear it.
He did it rectally.
No way.
Yes. I'll let you know that now. The Wenatchee newspaper said the man internally carried a cigarette lighter, rolling papers, a bag of tobacco the size of a golf ball, a small baggie of marijuana, a one-inch smoking pipe, a bottle of tattoo ink, and 8 tattoo needles.
What the fuck? And a partridge in a pear tree.
You know what song has the follow this now? It's Three Balloons by Stephen Lynch.
Oh, dude, totally.
Sergeant John Krause said the volume of contraband left officers wondering.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's why you can't let people practice homo stuff in prison. Because they're able to get away with shit like that.
Because they stretch that muscle like Aurora Snow. I wonder if he has an anal prep kit.
Yeah.
Shelland County Regional...
Probably found out by listening to our show.
We're so helpful to the
country,
to everyone's community. Shelland County Regional Justice Center Administrator Phil Stanley said the man was booked into jail to serve a disorderly conduct sentence. Nothing was found in a strip search.
You must have had it really up there.
A jailer later found a plastic bag and duct tape in the toilet. After questioning the inmate, he surrendered the contraband. Now let's take a look at this again. This was done rectally, all right? There was a cigarette lighter. There was rolling papers. A baggie of tobacco the size of a golf ball. A small baggie of marijuana. A one-inch smoking pipe. A bottle of tattoo ink and 8 tattoo needles.
Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't want any of that on my mouth. It's been in his butt.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't want to put any of that in my butt.
Especially the needles.
Like an 8 tattoo needles? Like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? How would you like to pass that?
I wouldn't.
And obviously you got it out in the toilet, which means you shit it out and then scooped it out of the toilet.
No, maybe he just had it all attached to the duct tape and he just pulling out. It looked like one of those magic tricks where the fucking... The
scarves?
The scarves don't stop. They just keep coming out.
Oh, God, dude.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is our story of the week.
That is.
Here's Stephen Lynch with Three Balloons.
Say I'll be there in a while. Short plane ride and I will get to see your pretty smile. Nothing on the radio, I fiddle with the dial. Then I see a sign, the airport's just another mile. I check my bags and think about how much I hate to fly. And as I near security, I almost start to cry. I say it's not so bad, it might feel kinda nice. Besides,
who hasn't had a finger up there once or twice. I must remember, don't leave any drugs inside the host. I did that once, and a girl who tossed my salad over. LSD and 9 of Sensi Mild, a box of Chinese fireworks, Guatemalan child. I made it to the gate now, and my joy I can't contain. I board the aircraft, take my seat in the cockpit of the plane.
I need to copy that CD. I don't have that CD.
Well, I made a copy for your friend.
I know, but I didn't get a copy.
Well, you didn't ask for one.
Please, my mama.
All right, we're going to do a celebrity call. Here's Christian Bale.
Let me help you today.
Hi, Pat Bateman.
Hi, David. How are you doing today?
Yes, sir. I need reservations for 2 at 8 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay, and let me ask David, where will you be traveling to?
Yeah, can you take 2 tonight at, let's say, 9 o'clock?
2 tonight. Okay, let's try it at 1. And this is for one room, right?
Yes, sir.
For one room and 2 adults, you mean?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Yes. And let me ask, where will you be traveling to? What city and state will you be going to?
Virginia. I'm going to call you Sabrina.
Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and David and Sabrina, sorry, you would like to go to Michigan, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Yes. And what city in Michigan?
Well, actually, that's none of your business.
You're unbelievable, man.
I'm sorry, David. For me to be able to check the rates,
it's from American Psycho.
To is that send that's you a hotel, I need to know the exact location. So do you have the specific city?
Yeah. Can you take 2 tonight at, well, let's say, 9 o'clock?
At 9 o'clock. That would be no problem. In what city? I need to
know. So what's
the
topic of discussion?
I'm sorry, David. May have the city in Michigan where you like to travel to.
You're unbelievable, man. Are you professional or not?
I'm sorry, yeah. Sir. I need to know the exact location so I could inform you or I could be able to recommend you a specific hotel.
No! I'm going to fucking kick your fucking ass. What the fuck are you doing? I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it?
I'm really sorry. as I understand, you are calling in to inquire regarding rates in Michigan, right? Rates for hotels in Michigan. You have reached the reservations.
I see, yeah.
Fucking ass. You fucking ass!
I mean, I guess I'm a pretty sick guy. Their early work was
still may have the city, please.
She's still trying for the city.
Take 2 tonight at, let's say, 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir. I've already taken note of that. So we have the city in Michigan, so I can look.
No!
Negative. Cancel it.
Okay. So would you like me to look up a hotel for you?
Do I want? No!
David?
No!
No!
And how was it? Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Hello, David?
Da-da-da-da. What the fuck is it with you?
Free hotel. My name is...
Hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Arnold.
Yeah, good. Nice to meet you.
Same here.
What's going on?
How can I help you, sir?
Sure. Yes, I would like to have a room, please.
For what day? And your city...
Tonight.
Your destination city where you would like to make a hotel reservation at?
Tonight. What's in the two-week package?
Two-week package?
Yes.
Okay, for which city?
First, I'm a friend of Sarah Connor. I was told that she's here. Where is she?
Room in which city, sir?
Tonight. What's in the two-week package?
Two-week package for a hotel stay in which city? That's what
my question is. Open the books. Excuse me, I have a few more questions if you don't mind.
Hotel,
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. Relax! Stop it! You idiot! You lack discipline.
Hello? Room in Miami at the Hilton Hotel?
Yes. Affirmative.
Check in. Your check-in and check-out date?
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight checking in on Tuesday?
Yes.
And check out when?
That's one of my mission parameters. Here's how it works. Skynet has become self-aware. After the nuclear war, the Mojave area will sustain significant nuclear fallout. There's a high probability you will not survive.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up now.
At that point, yeah.
But, all right, so I'm...
What if you take that seriously? Oh, my God, this guy just told me about Skynet. They're going to do these bombs.
Oh, my God. Totally I'm calling 911.
What if you totally change that guy's life around? I mean, like, paranoid.
I'm going to keep my eye on the news and see what happens.
Yeah. There's no way that guy was lying to me.
That's totally true.
Yeah, it has to be. That's just silly if it was a joke.
So, anyway, we're going to... Gonna wrap things up. I'm taking off to San Diego for a couple days.
Cool, man.
Enjoy the sunshine out there. Maybe it'll be a little cooler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be a little bit cooler. They have monkeys.
Gonna go to Bear Pool.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
I'll be working.
Well, when are we hanging out?
At work.
You always go, let's do something, and then it never happens.
Well, I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'll be in San Diego.
Well, there you go.
So, anyway, coming up on the next show, Roxy Gunn's going to be here. She's amazing. She's coming in. I'm like, well, you come in solo so that we can, you know, do a better interview with you.
Yeah, right?
And she agreed, and we've also got Chase Masterson that's going to be calling in.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. Every once in a while, we throw you a curveball.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg?
I didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, no, but we'll be calling him.
Oh, that'll be a treat. Hi, Mark.
Yeah.
It's a rock and comedy show. What you doing?
What are you doing? Hello? Hello? Fuck, you're hung up on me.
And, you know, that's it.
All right.
Make comments. Leave comments.
Yeah, yeah.
You can call and voice them on the website, or you can...
Tacos?
Eat tacos. You can leave them at rockandcomedyshow.com. You can email us, rockandcomedy@mail.com. You can also shinglesmcfanny
@gmail.com.
Ladies, get ready for those bids coming up in August.
That's right.
Mad Mike could quite possibly be part of a mail auction.
That's right. That could be yours for just $29.95.
No, $500.
That's right.
Don't sell yourself cheap.
I know, right?
She said you're worth at least $500.
Sweet.
Obviously, she doesn't know you.
Yeah, right.
But that's going to do it, folks. And
woo!
We'll see you next time.
You ruined my record, man. I just bought it.
I don't care what you just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why I'm not
sick. You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You pushed me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert? Why are you snotty? Shut up. I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Ow!
Oh, hey, tickle, huh? Come on, let's tickle. Come on, lap it up, 21.
No more.
All right, now you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk back to me?
Yeah.
Cut.
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, you understand?
Yeah.
All right.